For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are live.
It worked. Well, we didn't know. We've never been live, so we didn't know if it was going to go live, if it's going to work, but we are live on a Tuesday night. What a day. Big fat winners sitting across from the edge.
I knew when Notre Dame was up 18, you mentioned that we didn't know if this would work. I knew when they were up 18 that I was somehow going to lose. Four and a half.
Your new nickname right there should be the butter knife, because that's how sharp you've been. Ain't no edge.
That was terrible.
Edgy.
That was terrible. Except USC did roll in my behalf, and I did pick a winner in Ohio State.
What a dagger, though, that game was, if people knew the backstory behind that one. Just a dagger.
The worst you could imagine.
I've got some bombs this week. I'm gonna throw some questions at you, and then we're both going to answer each question. So being as prepared as I know you are always, these will be on the fly, but I think they're great questions for this week in college football. Cause what I watched in some of the games, I have no words for. Some of the worst college football that I've ever seen.
Oh, terrible.
There's lines that are out this week that made no sense.
The actual games, I didn't mind the games. The coaching was terrible.
No, but a couple of the games.
A lot of the games, I mean,
Clemson, Georgia games,
so much more. I mean, the hitting is just.
But the Clemson Georgia game. Clemson Georgia game.
I love that game.
Really?
I gotta grab my notebook.
Hey, grab your notebook. Yeah. See, people. If you knew what I have to deal with this character, unprepared butter knife. That's his new nickname, butter knife.
Dude, I got these shoes.
Those are terrible looking.
If you could have seen how just bitter my girl was when I bought these shoes, she said, "What are you, 9 years old?" I said, "Well, that might be the case, but these are money. I don't even like Kyrie Irving."
Oh, those are
money.
The worst. You like
them? I can't wait to wear these.
I would never
like
wear
them. Like a highlighter, dude. They're like a highlighter.
In a million years, I wouldn't wear those. I mean, I got the apple tree I'm looking at in front of me, just waiting for Big Papa.
I'm waiting for a bear to come eat your ass. Many bears as you've seen now.
You saw the picture last week. I saw a monster, the same one that was in that picture. I ran up to him face to face literally last night at my boy. So you've been to Nikki and Damon's. You don't remember the front of it, the house. I'm there last night.
There's a ridge. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
there's,
the ridge.
Up, there's a ridge.
Yeah, the ridge. That's where the mountain line. I'm there last night. Who comes down? Big Papa comes. So I get the bright idea. Now, he comes down. He's 20 yards from us. He's looking at us. We're looking at him. He starts wandering around. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cut him off because I want to watch him walk by me, and I could be within 30 feet of this bear. Now, he was a big mother. But I just think I had a dream the other night that I got eaten by a bear. So maybe my destiny is a bear gets old Skippy.
Maybe you should bet the Bears this week, baby. NFL.
But for reals, what happened last night is the closest I've ever come. I come around the corner of their neighbor's house. I creep down. It's all rocky. You can't really run fast if you're trying to get away. I roll down. I turn the corner. He's right there. He's literally 20 feet. Now you think about it, that is not a lot of room. He looks at me. I look at him. Life flash, because that's the closest. The mama bear standing up on me was close, but I had an easy out back in the house. I had no out here. And we looked at each other. Literally, I looked the bear in the eye. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to kind of jump around. I didn't care. And guess what I did? Pissed my pants right there. Ran right down my leg, pissed right in my pants and said, I couldn't move for like 2 seconds. Now, 2 seconds,
yeah,
if you're looking.
You went outside when you saw it. That's on you.
I know, but I love him, and I want to pet him. He looked at me, though, dude, right in the eyes, just dark eyes, too. I looked at him and just and couldn't move for 2 whole seconds. Now, you look at a bear face-to-face for 2 seconds. Then I ran up, and my friend said, "What happened?" And she's looking at my pants, and I'm like, "I rolled it, pissed my pants. The bear's right there." And she just started laughing. I mean, he was 600 pounds, though, dude. That's a big – that is a monster, man. I love it, though. I love living in Colorado. You know what I mean?
Beep. I can't wait.
Anyway.
I don't want to see bears much. I mean, I'll see them from far away. I don't want to get close to them like you, but.
No, I have issues. We know I have mental issues, so being eaten by a bear could happen. But so that was my big highlight of the weekend. Nevada rolled for us. We went 2-1 on the podcast. LSU just literally didn't show up for us. I'll be honest. I just think UCLA is better than we think, and LSU's poopy. And they had a game under their belt. The hurricane didn't help. They've been misplaced for a week. And there's no excuses. I'm just saying it does matter to college football. It just does. UCLA is better than we think this year. I'm not saying they're going to be great, but they're obviously better because they hung with the LSU athletes. Like, it was, that didn't scare them at all. And old Ed O, mumbling, "Would you know about LSU? We got to go there." I mean, they got pummeled. Never in the game.
Don't even want to talk about it. No, you take it away. I can't talk about it. Last week on the show, okay. I'm all in on UCLA, and you're like, "Oh, LSU," and I'm like, "You know what? You're right. LSU. Let's go." And then we're both on LSU and loser.
You were not in. Now, people that are listening,
we're gonna have to watch a live video of us watching it together.
Okay,
and you're gonna see me being like, "Yeah, UCLA. I think they're gonna be good this year." Blah blah. And then I'm like, "You know what? LSU's gonna hammer them."
Right. Okay. Loser. So that's on that. Right.
Oh, it's all on me. It's all on me.
The biggest,
but the way you presented it, and then we looked up and saw, "Oh, Max."
Well,
Johnson,
I kind of agreed. Look, I agreed with you because UCLA and Chip Kelly for the time he's been there, when they play those type of games, they get waxed, and they didn't, and that's fine. Let me ask you this: your biggest surprise of the weekend? Doesn't matter what it was.
Notre Dame giving up an 18-point lead to a guy that can't throw.
Wow, that guy can't. Out of all the stuff, that's your biggest surprise.
Oh fuck yeah! Are you kidding me, dude? When I'm sitting there watching the game, okay, I thought I was the greatest hand. There's a good thing that I have a governor, so to speak, on me this year with how I roll it, because I would have been busto. There wouldn't have been no curtains. There'd have been, I mean, I thought that was the best value I've ever seen.
At dinner with my family.
They're down seven, dominating the game. They were down seven, but dominating the game. There was a few. I mean, if you watch the game, Notre Dame pounded them every which way until it counted. But I just couldn't believe it, because I thought to myself, here's what I really thought, though. Once they got up 18, I said, well, that's it. Because if once they got to that point, I assume Florida State had to throw it every play. And what do they do on the first drive, Skip? Pound it. They
pound
just
it.
run. And the announcer brought up, well, hey, they're just letting them get 4 yards of carry. And they did. That was late in the third quarter. And you're thinking, wow, why are they pounding the ball, running? Well, they ran it right down the field, scored.
They did a 2-point conversion. Score, Notre Dame did. That's what killed you. They had 38 points with 7 minutes in the third quarter. 7 minutes, almost half the third quarter. And it's almost like this is why Brian Kelly.
Cohen.
Well,
they won the game, but they didn't cover for you. Cohen never covers for you.
Well, and Brian Kelly never. That's why I just have a hard time always at any time doing Notre Dame. I really do.
I know, but I don't know if you watched the entire game. If you watched every single play, there was not a better situation in a Notre Dame fan or better's mind, or even the coaches in Notre Dame. That's one thing I will say is, and not all the coaches can see this, obviously, but they showed on the sideline after Kyle Hamilton had his second pick. He was smoking and joking and smiling and laughing like it was game over. And I thought to myself, now that might not turn out great. Fast forward an hour and a half, an hour, whatever it was, scrambling just to win the game in overtime. Got lucky to win the game in overtime.
Whoops.
Iced his own kicker. Pulled a Jason Garrett. How about that? Guy drills a 52-yarder in college. His own coach ices his ass for a review that makes it a 32-yarder. He goes up to 32-yarder. Boop, miss.
Do you have any tennis picks from Maryland 1966? I got nothing for him. Do you even follow tennis in the U.S. Open?
Of course I don't follow tennis. Yeah. Did you just ask me if I follow tennis?
I don't know.
What
you're a degenerate.
55 years old?
You're a degenerate.
No, I can't mess with that, though.
No, I don't have any picks. I mean,
that's one of the most rigged sports I've ever heard about, too.
It's
as
tricky.
Far as gambling
it's
goes.
Definitely tricky, man. It's hard to
you
bet.
Might as well bet on a Paul fight. They're so rigged.
I quit. Well, I don't even watch it anymore. A lot of my friends still watch it. I might watch the final, depending on who it is. If it's if when it's Djokovic and he would play Federer or someone what of the big dogs.
Are we talking about tennis?
Yeah, because the guy asked the question, do we have any tennis breaks? Talk about,
no, I love him. Tell him I love him.
Just saying, he's one of the tennis. Only people that's watching the show live. I mean, I got to answer the question.
The only other people that are watching damn sure don't care about tennis.
We had 10 people watching live.
Tennis winners.
Hey, we had 10 people watching live, and now we have like 6. So they quit.
Well,
they,
6 plus 2 is 8. Oh, no, that's lights. Nice. Hey, the 3 footballs give them a sign that it is football, baby.
Anyway.
And the Lakers win the championship. Yeah. I love it.
So your biggest surprise was Notre Dame. My biggest surprise of the weekend was the Clemson-Georgia game itself, the ineptness of those two offenses. Hey, I just couldn't believe
nowhere to be found. The defense only way, scored more than the offense. Defense scored 7. The offense combined scored 6.
That was my biggest surprise. I just didn't see both. And let's not pretend that Georgia's defense is that great. Yeah, they're good. Or Clemson's defense. I mean, that's a Clemson defense. In fact, Dabo Swinney in his last 5 big games. Let's just talk about his last 5. I know you don't like to hear about last 5 big games. Let's go back to when Joe Burrow's just absolutely torched them. What was their big problem in that game? Offensive line got not only their defense giving up big plays, which they do in big games. Offensive line got torched by the LSU defensive line after the start of that game. The next big game after that, it was the Notre Dame game, in which Tuga Uga Ugi was in there, and they lost that game in overtime. No big deal. Then Lawrence came back for the next Notre Dame game, and they won. Okay,
right. And so then, that's why you're.
Yeah, you then you had the Ohio State skewed, kid.
No, you bring this up all the time. You have the most skewed.
Then you had five. Why? How are those not the
you always
five
say
big
the last
games?
5 big games? Well, they won one. Not only did they win, they pounded the hell out
they
of Notre
Dame.
They
won one of the 5.
But did they put them over their knee and spank them like a small child? But or did
that
they
means
just
you win? Lost 4.
Okay, but I'm just saying you act like
has Saban lost 4 big games out of 5 ever? So guess what? I was wrong because I was putting Dabo in his class. Dabo's now down in Poo-Pooville as a coach. I'm sorry, he just all is. Right. Ohio State last year, Lawrence gets pummeled, can't even score for me late when I had the over. Doo-doo quarterback, doo-doo offensive line. He was fighting for his life. And then we saw the other night, Uga Uga had no time to throw the whole night. Georgia was on his ass.
7 sacks.
But not just 7 sacks. He literally, when I watched it, he would take the snap. 1,001 line was on him all night. Zero run game.
And that's how Clemson wins, is they always run the ball well.
And so the biggest thing that Clemson needs to work on this year, along with their major thing, because when you go play Bama or you play the big
dogs. Yeah, we'll tell Dabo. Go ahead.
Offensive line.
Oh,
have
you
to.
Think okay. That's they should hire you for that take.
Well, they should hire me for something because offensive coordinator.
You think he doesn't realize that?
How can't you score? They scored nothing offensively.
All right, well, Washington loses to Montana, ranked 20 in the country. They lose outright to Montana.
Huge.
They lose outright, and now they go to Michigan, which was supposed to be one of the only 2 big games of the whole week.
Right.
Which, by the way, now the other game is Oregon, who barely squeaked out a win against Fresno State after they had a ridiculous lead. And so it's a terrible week, but it's a great week for gamblers because I think if you just take a lot of these teams who aren't bad and bet – on those teams when they're playing teams that are definitely bad, you're probably going to make some money this week. Because last week that was hard to say.
The Michigan line opened at 1.
It's 6.5 now.
It's so hear me out though. If you're a Michigan fan or if you're a Michigan backer, think about this. You open at 1 against a team that just lost to Montana. Now it's up to 6.5. It's a huge line move. And
I don't really think it opened it. I know it says you can whatever. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying
I'm just looking at what it opened at.
Because what it opened on the book that we use was 3.5.
Okay.
So I mean that's more of a realistic public. Now maybe if you're a millionaire and whatever, you're the first come first serve type cat. Maybe you got it at 1. But for the general guys like me and you, it was not at 1.
Who was your biggest? Okay, so biggest surprises we can call it kind of a tie between. I mean, I would think that your Notre Dame, that's not going to be to most people. They would disagree with that as far as a surprise. Like, I agree with you because we had chips. I'm just saying.
Well, do they know what happened? Do they know what happened?
But from a surprise, I know. But how can Washington losing to Montana not be a bigger? And how can when you watch?
That's a surprise. Well, yeah, that's a surprise. But
they were favored by 31.
But I'm saying what I saw. What I've been then what happens? The kid with a metal metal leg comes in and leads him. That's the thing. The kid that you watched play didn't win the game. The other kid came in and scored.
I thought the Travis kid got way better in the second half as the game went on. Now I know Milton came in. I thought he made some good plays. I mean one play was the dagger in you. It was third or fourth down. Yeah, he ducks under four people.
Right, rolls. But he's just running though. I thought they were going to force him to throw. I mean, I know he made a throw on the run, but my point was with the way they were pressuring him all game. I thought there's no way.
I think Washington losing by when they're a 31-point favorite to a team Montana. It's not even a Division I team, and I think the fact that Georgia Clemson had not one offensive touchdown, and this one is another one. This is what was your biggest disappointment of any team on the defensive or offensive side of the ball? I mean, this one's not even close.
I think most people got to say UNC offense was terrible.
Okay, and here's number one, though. I'll give you number. That's a good one, too. That's a great one. Shocking. But here's a better
one. People forget how bad
the fact that Oklahoma was 1 yard away from possibly losing to two.
We know that. We talk about that all the time.
They were favored by 32. They won by 5.
I know, but we talk about that every year. We talk about that.
I think if you said to most people, listen, I'm going to give you Oklahoma -7. Will you put $1 million on that? I think 99% of people say, you being serious here? I can only lay 7, and they're going to feel real confident when it's 34-14 in Oklahoma. You realize Oklahoma scored nothing in the second half on Tulane's doo-doo defense? Nothing.
I'd rather roll it against San Jose State.
And I do. But I agree with you.
What happened to that? Did we break that down any better? I said, what did I tell you? Nick Starkle? Sparkle? When the pressure's on you to do everything like the USC made him do, they hung in there a while or whatever, but eventually the pressure kills you.
I agree with you on – wow. Dogs are going wild in the background. Listen to them. Shenanigans, man.
Could let the dogs out.
Could be deers. Could be bear.
The college slate is the worst possible. Everybody wants NFL winners. We might as well just hurry up and wrap up college for now because it's a terrible week as far as – viewing. I mean, just to watch it, it's the worst week you're ever going to have.
Yeah, there's another one. Mississippi State.
Am I lying? Barely. Is that true or false? This is the worst week. I'm going to see the Clemson game with my boy because I looked up and down the calendar and said, damn, all I have to do is catch the noon Ohio State game, and the rest of the day is awful.
How about Mississippi State barely win? That was shocking. I thought they'd clock La Tech. La Tech was winning.
You can't trust them.
I know it's hard to trust them, but can't.
There's certain teams you cannot trust every year. They're one of them.
There were a lot of dogs that covered in that game, which was surprising. I mean, big dogs. Big dogs either won outright and covered. So this week, you want to do NFL or college first?
I want to get college out the way and do NFL the rest of the show like we talked about because people want NFL winners. It's week one. They don't care about – let me tell you a secret. They don't care about Temple and Akron or Houston at Rice. Or any of these.
These are terrible games.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's not a terrible game, though. Iowa State's a legit game. It's a big game.
How do you say that? What's legit?
Iowa State struggled with a
middle school team.
I understand that because Iowa already is one of the – in the Big Ten. I don't even know their schedule, so I don't know if they play Ohio State. But – that'll be a game that'll matter, especially if Ohio State goes there. They've had trouble in the past at Iowa. I think Iowa's a good – I mean, Iowa waxed Indiana and
shut
them.
They were on the ropes at home against Northern Iowa, and you're going to tell me that there's no way that you look up and Iowa doesn't just
– Right, so that's why I like Iowa plus 5.
I like Iowa plus 5.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that's
probably
a winner.
The thing about that game is that probably ends up being a 3-point game.
Always close.
Because – it usually is close, but I don't think that's a great game. I think both those teams could be fraudulent. I really think at the end of the year, you look back and say Iowa and Iowa State were both fraudulent.
There are not a lot of good college games this week, man. Whew. I do think Florida might hammer South Florida if they show up.
I think that too. It's one I got circled right in front of me. Now, this is an interesting one for gamblers. Purdue at UConn. Edsel went bye-bye. Plus 33.
Did Edsel leave this week?
Yes, he said peace. First, he said he's retiring. Then
how
he
many
said,
times
you know
has
what?
He done it?
Hey, he said he's retiring at the end of the year. And then he said, you know what? I slept on it. I'm out.
Yeah. How about that? How about he's a sham as a coach? They've had him there like three different times.
Yeah, but it's what we talked about. Why, if the guy's a lame duck like that, why don't you just send him packing and let the guy, you know, below him step up?
Watch out for Western Kentucky catching seven at Army because they got the kid from Houston Baptist last year.
Yeah, you go ahead and mess with that. You go ahead and
what's
mess
his
with
name? Bailey Zapp and his
Army put up 50 points or something.
Rolled them.
I dare you to roll that game. I dare you. You like Western Kentucky? I'll take Army just because.
Here's the Friday night game that's interesting is Coastal only laying 25.5. That seems like a lot of points, but I don't know how that's – and the total's coming down. I just don't know how that score doesn't end 45-10, something like that. I just don't see – Kansas struggled to come from –
team in the world.
They Kansas might be had the to worst come team. From behind.
I mean, they stormed their own field.
When they beat, who'd they beat?
They stormed their own field. South Dakota State.
No, South Dakota, which
I
is
think
even
it was
worse.
South Dakota State.
No, South Dakota State's the real deal. Yeah. South Dakota State hammered Colorado State. Hammered them.
The Coyotes. South
yeah, the
Dakota
Coyote,
Coyotes.
Right. So they stormed the field when they beat South Dakota Coyotes. Now they're playing. Now you got Coastal Carolina, which might absolutely destroy them. Now, Coastal's got all the pressure in the world because they're ranked.
They stormed their own field as 7-point favorites. Hey, imagine that. Hey, imagine that. You're a 7-point favorite at home, and you haven't won a game in 18 games or something. You finally win. You storm your own field. Don't even cover. Don't even cover the damn game.
I'm going to do a quick rundown. You just say yay or nay. Do we even want to discuss it in college? Because we'll get on to the NFL. Because the NFL is this week.
Go.
UTEP, Boise State. I got nothing.
No, I don't want to talk about that at all.
Illinois,
I got
Virginia.
My list. I've already narrowed the – hey, I narrowed the damn – this is the list. That's all right. That we got.
All right, let's go over them.
See that line?
Need to look.
That line, the equator right there?
Yep.
That equator, that is the games after 3:30.
Talk to me.
You know, 3:30 or later.
Talk to me on those games.
I want to know, is there a Clemson line out? Because I have to make a wager on that, obviously, because I'm going to be there.
It'll be
and my
45.
My son's not going to know the difference.
It'll be 45.
When we're up 57-0 – my son's not going to know the difference. He's going to think we're the greatest team in the planet. He's.
I mean, 45. That's just – what are the games on your board in college? Who wins Oregon at Ohio State?
I have Kansas at Coastal. I got Kansas at Coastal. I love Coastal. That'd be my number two play of the week. Oregon at Ohio State.
What's number one?
I love Ohio State. This is really at Ohio State. That's my number one. 13.5. I don't care that you're getting it at 17. That's on you guys. Skip will tell you. I can show the tickets. I get my shit immediately. I don't risk it if I love it. 13.5, unloaded, winner, loser. You know I don't bullshit. South Carolina at ECU. Now, this might be the greatest under of all time. This is an interesting gambling game. The South Carolina team, if they don't have their starter, is down to a graduate assistant. Everybody knows the story. That's a great story when you're playing Eastern Illinois, okay? When you're playing a real team like ECU, they should be able to defend the coach at quarterback and vice versa. You would think the SEC team can shut down Aylers, and you look up and it's 13-10 or something crazy. So that might be the best under of all time. Illinois is at Virginia. Virginia has a real quarterback, Armstrong. I really think this is a spot Virginia could absolutely annihilate Illinois. Florida at USF.
Well, Illinois lost outright to UTSA.
Oh, yeah. Lost outright. Virginia's at home. Only got to win by 10. Armstrong's a real quarterback. Love him at quarterback.
It's dropped 3 points. It opens at 13.
He's a sleeper.
It opens at 13. It drops to 10.
He has no NFL future at all, but he will light it up this year. Watch.
How about Toledo, Notre Dame? Nothing on that one?
No, that can't. Yeah, that you kidding me? Florida at USF. South Florida might be. This is kind of the theme for me. South Florida, Kansas, they might be two of the worst teams. Another one, I think, Akron, again, could be the worst team. Temple, I know they're bad, but I'm going to roll Temple at Akron. Only got to win by a touchdown. You might look up, and it's 35-0 real quick. I just don't – I don't know that Temple's that bad. I know they're bad, but Ball State at Penn State, close to crossing that one off my list. UAB at Georgia, another one. You think Georgia should be able to cover the 26 and want to get their offense rolling. Texas A&M at Colorado. Colorado's bad, but for some reason, that 17 and a half, for some reason, just feels right to me. What do you think about that one?
I think
Texas A&M at Colorado.
I think Texas A&M will annihilate them.
Well, they should, but I mean, not, you know.
Do they show up to play? It's across the country. It's kind of a weird game.
Yep.
But talent-wise, if A&M wants to make that run and wants to be real, I mean, technically they should blow the doors off them.
Yeah, I got another one you would think this too. Wisconsin loses a big game. You would think they take out that on Eastern Michigan, laying 25, but I don't know. That's another hard one. Another one. You got a few games like this week. North Carolina has Georgia State coming in. They're laying 26. They're at home. Are they going to take it out on them, or are they going to whimper and cry about how they lost? You know, you would think this kid wants to be a top pick, maybe a number one pick, that he better just absolutely pad his stats against Georgia State. I know you love Liberty at Troy. I guess I do too. Washington at Michigan. You can't bet Washington at this point. Michigan's without their best receiver, who was starting out great, just had a great first half and then got hurt for the year. Stanford at USC, that number seems right. Stanford's terrible, though. I couldn't bet Stanford there, 17 at USC. Then Hawaii at Oregon State. I got a feeling Oregon State, for whatever reason. I know Kirk Herbstreit said they had a chance to win. They didn't even get close. I could see them just pounding Hawaii at home. I think Hawaii just sucks when they're on the road.
What do you mean? Oregon State beat Purdue, didn't they?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw that. I must have read that one wrong. I thought they won that game.
Mm-mm.
What about West Virginia?
That's why I kind of like Purdue to beat UConn by 30.
Do you like West Virginia?
They won 30-21 against do I love West Virginia?
Do they bounce back this week is a question in the chat room.
No.
That's what I'm asking you. Oh, they don't bounce back?
Oh, you answer that one then. They're not on my list. They're dead to me.
West Virginia's dead
to you? When
they're
off my list, I don't even – well, no, next week they might be. But this week I've already decided they're dead to me for whatever reason. They're not. If they're not on the list, I don't think about them anymore.
The problem that I see with
who is LIU?
LIU Brooklyn.
That's who they're playing?
Obviously.
Well, that's why they're not on my list. They probably don't have a line yet.
So Maryland 1966 asked, the question is yes, they're going to bounce back and win that game, and there's no line on it now because they're going to beat the piss out of LIU Brooklyn. So, yes.
LIU Brooklyn, that's a first, dude. They might score 100.
Now, they roll it in hoops, and occasionally I'll give out them on the over, and that thing hits like clockwork. America East, baby. Whee! Who knows that besides Skip? America East. Come on, man. Let's go to NFL because I'm excited about this. By the way, for the first time ever, I don't even know if you know this, I'm in the Circa Millions. Did I tell you that? In Vegas?
I think you did.
Me and Donnie? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Me and Donnie. $6 million is the first prize. You have
What's
to
your
pick.
First play? Don't you have to pick five in order?
No. It's one a week, and it's survivor pool only, no lines.
Oh, it's only Winner. One?
Winners only. Well, this
y'all did that.
Yes. What that's that? What do you mean that? 33 people split $6 million last year. You think I wouldn't
take
that?
No. I just meant that's different. Hey, I thought you were talking about the one with spreads.
The hell with real estate, baby. You win the Circa Millions. You don't need real estate. You're out.
Just pick fatties forever. Hey. So
what's
so
my first pick?
It? Just get to the yeah. Wait. Let me guess. Do y'all really have a first pick? You already decided.
No, we haven't put it in yet. We'll put it in tomorrow or Thursday for sure.
But do you have one in
I have that one that I'm going to do, yes.
Well,
I have three possibilities.
I know y'all don't have the balls to do the Jaguars. I know
no,
that.
Not in week one, dude. Can't do it.
Y'all are definitely dumb enough to do the 49ers, which would be so dumb.
That's on the board for one of the three.
That would be so dumb.
Want me to just tell you what it is?
No.
Because remember, you can only use every team once. It's 20 weeks because of these. It's 20 weeks because
it's
Thanksgiving
the Broncos.
Is week. No,
nope.
Won't do that week one. Going to do the Rams. I think they hammer Andy Dalton and the Bears.
The Rams.
I just don't think the Rams lose outright. I think the Rams win the game, baby. I'm sorry. Sunday night. I'm gonna be shocked.
That is a good defense to bet against early on. That is a good defense to think that Stafford's just gonna come out and it's just gonna be money.
Oh, I know because right.
Good thing you don't have to worry about the spread.
Right. Okay. Because Dalton is just going to do wonders with that absolute shit offensive line.
Well, please go with that over the other loser you said. What was the other one?
Oh, because you would pick a winner, right? You'd say, let's take the Jags, and they might win, but what if they lose? How are you going to be out on week one?
Hey, I would throw my nuts on the table so hard and say, I'm picking the Jags week one, and I'm either going to roll it this year, because if the Jags hit for week one, you're looking pretty.
Well, why can't
you? You don't want to use the Rams week one?
I do want to use the Rams. I want to be in it at least for week two.
You know who's the best one? You know who might be the best one week one? This is a sleeper here. The Falcons.
Yeah, and see that. And you do that and you look up and it's 13-3.
Against Jalen Hurts.
Right. And you look up and it's 13-3, the Eagles in the second quarter, and you're like, man, that was pretty good, man. I almost won the $6 million, except I'm out in the first fucking half of the first game. No. I'm taking a good listen. In week one, you at least want to be in the mix.
Take a night game. Yeah, take a big night
game. I at least want
to
take – listen, if I go down, I want to go down with a team that is so much better than the other team. And if they lose, they lose. I get it. But Andy Dalton sucks, and the Bears' offensive line sucks, and Darnold and the rest of that defensive line might pummel him.
They might. Or
hey, look, I'm not saying I'm going with Rams. I'm saying that's on the board as and me.
Please don't go with the 49ers. Is that Donnie Boy's pick? I got to call Donnie.
No, that's more Jason's pick. How about Jason says he'll give me $125 of the entry fee to split it by a third. I thought about it. I have to tell him in the morning, Jason. So let's just say somehow we actually won the pool, me and Donnie, and we're going to split it. Jason, for $125, gets like 70 grand. How about no? How about he's out? I'll have to break it to him tomorrow. How about that's typical Jason, too. Instead of splitting it with me, I'll give you a third for a third of the prize. He's such a fuck. I mean, what a fiasco. I make 400 grand, but I'm going to give you 125 or however much money they make. Unbelievable. Anyway, I love him, though. I'll give him fatties. NFL, let's jump in. Because then we got to do our picks. Let's just go right from
the
top to the
bottom. Up to 8 now without Zach Martin plus 8.
Who do you like in that one? I
like the Cowboys plus 8.
Do you really?
Of course. It's the first week. Of course I do.
Okay, so you like the Cowboys in that game.
8 points is a ton. Just like I wouldn't lay 7.5 with the Rams either.
There's okay.
No, I think the Rams will win the game, but I would not feel good laying 7.5 week one with anybody. I don't want to lay 7.5 with anybody or more. 8
you know
what
will happen, though? Like you said, some of these doo-doo teams like the Falcons or the Jaguars, some of those teams, they'll be in blowout wins or losses. It will happen. Like you'll look up, like you said, Atlanta wins 31-3, and you'll be like, see, you should have taken
it. Yeah. Atlanta at home, they got Calvin. I mean, they act like
– I have a lot of pressure. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, Richie. I just want to win the first week. I want to be in the mix. In week 8, I want to be talking about it on this show.
The Eagles are the worst team in the league in week 18, when you look and they got the number one pick, the Eagles, damn, I wish I'd have rolled it against
them. I am so tempted to do Jacksonville. I really am. But I just – no, I am. Hey. No, I am because hey, I just think
– getting me going.
Know that Houston's only going to win with Tyrod Taylor and that doo-doo team. If they win 4 or 5 games, I'm going to be flabbergasted. They might win 2 or 3. I just don't know if I trust Goldilocks and that whole fiasco that's down there in Jacksonville.
I trust him.
Right. Listen to Rashid.
Against Houston, I trust
Rashid him. Says Lurch Papa just wants to win on the podcast. That's true. Lurch Papa just used to love, and he picked nothing but losers on the podcast, Jason.
2-1 this week.
Yeah, so us and Notebook Wagering are both 2-1. That's 4-2 between us. That's good. It's a good start to the year. You take that in writing.
Yep.
So next game. All right, let's go to it. Atlanta Eagles. You like Atlanta in that game. I will not touch that game.
I like Atlanta. Atlanta might be my top play of the week.
Really? Jacksonville laying, 3.5, 4?
Love Jacksonville, but they're on the road. See, the Falcons are at home. Both of those spreads are 3 for the team that I like, Falcons, Jags. I just want to bet against bad teams, and I think the Eagles and the Texans are going to be 2 of the worst teams in the NFL year long.
I think they will. Now, with Skins, Chargers.
Chargers.
It's a hard game to handicap, though.
It's a hard game to handicap.
Are you going
to
be shocked?
It's a hard game to handicap because you're an idiot if you're betting it. But if you're also an idiot if you bet on the Redskins, and then you say, damn, I bet on Ryan Fitzpatrick over
Justin. I like the way you put yourself out there, but there's no chance that you just don't get killed for some of the things you say. I mean, you're saying you're an idiot if you take the Skins, but if the Skins win, that is not going to shock anyone. I agree with you, though. He's so much better
it's not going to shock. That's the thing about it. Why would you bet that game? If there's no edge in that game, that's why you're talking to the edge. There's no edge in that game. So you know why you're betting it, though? Because you're a sicko. You got a needle in your arm.
I wouldn't do that
game. You don't need to bet that game.
Giants, Broncos. Who do you like and why?
I like the Broncos. My buddy's been all about the Broncos. He lives out in Colorado.
Barclay's probably going to play. He looks terrible. What do you mean?
You're the buddy.
What's that? I know that. You said he looks terrible.
Yeah, you look terrible. Look at you. Hat backwards. Look a mess over there. Look, you don't look like you went 2-1 this weekend, man.
Denver Giants. What's going to happen in that game? I break that down even with Barkley.
He's going to break your heart.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to me at all. Because their defense for the Broncos is going to be nasty. And they're going to live up to the hype. And I love Bridgewater. If they had announced what's his name as the starter, the other kid, I would not have been excited. I just like Bridgewater. He might be better long-term and potential-wise, but I know you do, but Teddy Bridgewater has done nothing but win in the pros before he went to a terrible team last year in Carolina.
How many playoff games he won?
Probably one if he played in it.
Probably zero.
No. What was his record as a starter, though? It was unbelievable. As a starter,
didn't he tear his leg up in the playoffs? Either way,
he tore his leg up in practice.
Just like with the Redskins.
But you say that he'll never win a Super Bowl.
I don't know why they start guys that aren't going to win a Super Bowl.
Do you know how ridiculous? There's been only how many Super Bowls have there been in the history of
football? I'm just saying that if the headline in February said Drew Lock leads the Broncos, I'd be less surprised than Bridgewater.
That's such a silly statement, though. He's not going to win a Super Bowl. Like, almost no quarterbacks that play in the NFL win Super Bowls. Brady's been in 10 of them.
With that, but my point is, if you really believe, which I don't think the Broncos have a Super Bowl caliber defense, but I do think they have a great defense, but not Super Bowl caliber like the Redskins. I get more frustrated the Redskins are wasting a season than I do the Broncos. I just think with the Broncos, there's no downside to having Lock in this year. You're not going to win a Super Bowl with Bridgewater. Why wouldn't you see what they might have with Lock and then part ways?
They might do that. They might do that as they go down the road if they're not having a year. But these first three games are a must. They should be able to win all three of these first three and start the year at 3-0. If they go 1-2, or even, I mean, if you go 2-1, you're feeling okay. You're not feeling great. Now, I will say this. The Ravens just lost their second running back. They got some issues at the running back position. So that's their fourth game, Denver. So that's a big – we'll see what happens there. Detroit, San Francisco, 7.5 or 8. I just think the Lions suck balls. Your boy Goff is horrible. The coaching staff's horrible. The team is horrible all around. Don't think the Niners win that game? Are you serious?
I just don't think that. I think the Niners are 2 years ago's team. They're not the team that everybody's hyping them up to be, I don't think. I just think.
But you would not be. If I will be shocked if Detroit wins that game against the Niners.
I won't be shocked. No, I won't be shocked week one. I will not be shocked. I won't. Not at Detroit. Cleveland. If it was on the West Coast, I would be shocked. Yeah, but the home team has a big advantage week one.
Cleveland, Kansas City.
Well, you cannot bet Kansas City. As far as like me and you agree that specifically for me, out of the entire league, the two biggest teams that I think are just at the top tier ready to win a Super Bowl are both in the AFC. I think it's the Titans and the Browns. Those are my two teams.
Buffalo, sorry.
Yeah, and I know you.
I'm big on Buffalo. I think he's a great coach. I think they have a lot of talent. If they can shore up their defense a little bit, they got to play a little better on defense. I'm just saying they have weapons.
They could have made some better moves in the offseason.
Probably could have.
When your running backs, I like Zach Moss, but they have nothing else. I mean, you're putting all the pressure on Allen. He's got to run all the time. You know, I mean, your third wide receiver is Emmanuel Sanders. Couldn't be older.
Who's the most talented team in the NFL?
The Browns.
They really are talented. They are just.
I would go with the Browns or obviously Kansas City. I mean, when you say it, I initially say Browns as an overall team, but Mahomes puts anybody in a caliber by himself. I mean,
no, he doesn't. So,
So, I mean, if I was, it depends how you look at it. Overall talent, definitely the, to me, definitely the Browns.
So, Denver Giants, who are you taking? Yeah, I agree with Rashid on this one. He says Denver. Lions blow. They have no talent on offense. I totally agree. Denver, so you would lay the two? Yeah. Are you going to bet that game?
Which one? No,
Denver Giants. You're not going to bet that game.
No. No, can't trust the offense. No.
Buffalo Steelers. Buffalo lays 7.
I would. I mean, I wouldn't be, you know, it's not, if somebody does bet it, no, I wouldn't say they're, you know, I don't think it's crazy to bet that one, but I don't think it's going to be in my top. I got 3 or 4 that, and that's about it this week.
Is Buffalo Steelers on your board? That's a lot of points to give Pittsburgh week 1.
Buffalo Steelers are not.
7 points? That seems like a lot of points.
Not on my board.
We almost, and then Rams, Bears. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are they have no talent at receiver. And if you're not a DeAndre Swift guy, the Lions have no talent. But overall, I mean, the Lions do have a few guys that, you know, they could have a big year this year. I mean, they're tight end, Hockenson, Michael Brocker's a good defender. I mean, we'll see.
When you say they can have a big year, when you say they can have
individuals, not the team. I'm talking about Hockenson, Panay Sewell, the kid from Oregon. He could end up being a really top tier.
Let me ask you a question.
Taylor Decker's not a bad tackle.
Is Aaron Rodgers playing this week?
Yeah.
He is.
Why wouldn't he be? That's a shame. We got to edit that out. I mean, you got dementia. Somebody call a damn. Call a home for this.
So how come you're not on that game?
Why am I not? Because everybody should be, but I don't want to worry about the Monday night game till Monday night, if that makes sense. I kind of know that I'm going to do something separate on Monday night, so I don't even really look at it until Sunday or you know, Sunday night when I'm watching the Sunday night game, but I'm not going to mess with it now, no. Everybody's going to bet on the Packers. What are you talking about? You're going to have money
what's
on
that? What's
there's going
that?
To be 95% of the tickets on the Packers, and we're all either going to win money or
what's
lose
that
money.
Line at now?
4. But it could go to 6.5. Nobody's going to care. They're just going to roll the Packers. That's just what we do as humans. We look at it and we say, huh, Jameis Winston against Aaron Rodgers. Huh. Who am I going to put money on? Well, you're not going to do it against – I mean, you're not going to put money on Winston. But I don't love that game. No, I don't. I could see the Saints staying close. I don't think the Saints will be terrible.
No, I like Winston in that on that team, actually. Seattle on the road. Do they roll?
No.
Okay.
Carolina. I do like that one.
I know you do. Carolina and the Jets.
I like it. That's my point. I love the 2.5. I love that game. Just love it.
Don't but you worry about them on the East Coast?
Doesn't mean they're going to roll. Well, that's my point. Is it might be close at halftime, and it might be fourth quarter, and they're only up 3, and then they get another late touchdown, and they win by 10. Or
who's the better quarterback?
Well, come on. We know that. You can't even – I mean, you well, can't – you can't rely on the Colts quarterback no matter what.
Right. So you always say, I'll take the better quarterback.
Yeah, I'll take Wilson.
Right. So
Colts have a lot of talent, though, on the offensive line and at
they
linebacker.
They have a ton, but you know what? They do not come to fruition in these type of games. I mean, they kind of lose these type of games when they shouldn't lose. Now, I agree with you. You'll look up and you'll be like, damn, the Colts. There's going to be some shockers, like you said, in week one. There always are.
I think there's easy games to cross off the list. I just think – like, there's no reason to bet on
the Redskin game.
A lot
like
of
you
these
say.
Games.
Now, I'm going to
watch.
Great
one.
I can't
yeah.
wait to
Here's
watch.
Another one that's not worth. Now, everybody will, and I would take the Titans because I just love the Titans. There won't be a time all year I don't love the Titans. So just
why,
don't even
why is there? Why is that line what it is? It makes no sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense because they're
not
both
really.
Teams. They're both talented.
Is I mean, Arizona that good? I mean, Murray just.
Yeah, I think that's the best 1 o'clock game.
Oh, I kind of – you know what? I kind of think the – because is the Browns – that must be the 4 o'clock game.
That's
the Browns,
a 4,
Casey.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think the Redskins-Chargers is an intriguing game to me.
That's
I think it's an enormous
watch.
Game. I can't wait to watch it because I really think the Redskins' defense is going to just be unbelievable this year. But – and I think Herbert's one of the best young quarterbacks, if not
I'm
the
not,
best.
Yeah.
And I say young, not, young, I mean.
I'm not sure I've seen an easier week to bet on. I mean, I just,
really?
Just go straight down. Yeah,
you all right,
go
so let me
down
ask
and
you
say,
a question.
I'm
people...
You just go straight down. It's easy. You take the points because it's 8 with the Cowboys. With the Steelers,
they'll get
if it's 6.5, If it's six and a half, you could take the Bills there at home. The Bills
totally could see the Bills get pummeling the Steelers, but keep going.
You could. And then the Jets Panthers game, there's no reason to bet that one. There's really no reason to bet the Bills Steelers one. It's just not a good line week one.
Give me your Jags. The edge, the butter knife.
Love the Jags. I love the Jags.
Who's your number one NFL play right now? The people so they can club you or say you're the greatest. Who is it?
Yeah. The Jags.
Look, Rashid's coming at you hard. Name your lock of the week. He says, Doug. He don't even call you.
I love the Jags.
No butter knife.
I love the Jags. I love the Falcons. I love Seattle.
Yeah.
But my number one.
I'm talking about gambling. You're going to put your own money. So you're going to put your own money on New England?
Every single one of those.
You'll put all your money on them? Okay.
You know what? What do you notice about all those teams? They're favorites, but they're what?
Right. See, Douglas Berry comes in with the Redskins. I agree with old Douglas, man. Dougie.
I'm not saying he's wrong.
Now you look up and you see.
But I wouldn't bet that. No. I'd rather bet on Mac Jones. I love Mac Jones.
Patriots?
You asked me my lock of the week already. This isn't college. You want to ask me in college? I want Ohio State -13.5. You want my number two? I like Coastal. For me to pick all my NFL in a row, like who's number one, number two, I don't know yet. I know the teams that I love that I will actually bet on and the ones I won't. Most of these games I won't bet on. Chicago, Rams, won't bet on. A lot of these games I won't even touch.
All I know is I'm most excited to watch. The three games I'm most excited to watch this week for me, not to bet on, just to watch. Redskins, Chargers is up there because I want to see, from a viewing. Yeah, I want to see are the Redskins.
Not over the Cardinals, Titans. I want to see the Julio Jones.
Definitely KC and the Browns because I truly believe the Browns, talent-wise, are just a sicko combination this year. Now, if they can stay healthy, we'll see what happens. And then –
How do you not want to see Tua versus Mac Jones?
I do want to see that one, but it's not my top three. And then, of course, my third one. The third one will be, for me, I want to watch Denver and the Giants. I just want to see if Denver is going to be what I think.
You picked some terrible games.
I know I do.
That was too terrible. Like,
how is that a terrible game? I didn't say to bet on.
No, to watch the Giants and the Broncos?
I live in Colorado. All I ever hear about is Denver.
I know, but
not
you're
going to
turn
fan.
Down watching Tua and Mac Jones. And
no, I think that'll be fine. I don't like the Dolphins watching them. They're not exciting to me at all. I just don't. I want to see.
One thing, I don't like many dogs this week outright, but I'm sure a bunch will win. If I had to take some outright, I would take the Browns.
You would take plus six. You would take – I can tell you another
Jets.
One.
Obviously, you'd take the Jets. The Jets this year.
You'd take the Jets +4.5.
There's not many other ones that jump out to me, though. I mean, Cincinnati could easily beat the Vikings, but why would you bet on that game? They're really easy games to cross off the list. So, exciting, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being at the Chuck for this week. Usually, I'm back east this week right now. Literally, for years, I've been back east this week at the beach. One time at the Chuck for week one, but mostly at the beach.
Just going
and we
crazy.
Watch. Oh, there's the crab. Of course, guess what happens every time? Jason wants to leave first thing in the morning on Sunday because he's weird and can't be away from his family for more than a day. It happened every year. Big fight with all the fellas. We're not leaving. And he's like, I got to go home. And every year. I might go out there in October, though. I'm thinking about it. Coming out in October. All right, so we got to wrap it, dude. We got to get up to our picks. No, we're not good. We got our podcast plays.
Oh, well, we already know those.
What are your – because I'm going to give my – so I'll go first. You go, and then we agree
on – I thought we talked about it.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
My podcast play is Denver laying the 1 or 1.5. That's my podcast play, Denver to win. Just like I was all over Nevada, it was a lock. Talked about it for weeks. Not only did they cover, they won outright. So if anyone, the few people that do listen to this show, they know when I've been talking about Denver for weeks. I just think Denver's a great play for all the reasons I've talked. Daniel Jones is a turnover machine. I don't care if Barkley plays. He's not healthy. He could be out in the first quarter again.
Which one are we giving out together? You want to give out Coastal?
One are you giving out? Ohio State?
I'm either one that we don't as a team. Yeah, I'll make sure I get both mine in there, I hope.
So you want to give Ohio State for the second straight week is going to be your play.
But 13.5.
Not very creative, so people will say he's not very creative, which you're not. Just what, keep giving out winners.
What do I care? Winners. Their best DN.
Winners.
Did you watch Anthony Brown? Anthony Brown can't throw the ball. Anthony Brown is a terrible quarterback at Oregon. He's from Boston College. He cannot throw. They almost lost the damn game to Fresno State. Do you know what Ohio State would do to Fresno State? They made the quarterback for Fresno State look like an all-star. So
do you know how many yards?
No. When they come and question me and say, you're not creative, they can suck it because I know what I'm talking about. If I give you a play and you want to quiz me because I just gave you the whole rundown. They made that quarterback at Fresno look like an all-star.
How many yards per carry?
Bucks receivers are going to kill him.
How many yards per carry did Fresno average rushing the ball? Five against Oregon.
5 yards.
5 yards.
Yeah.
The best, 5 yards. The best player
Fresno
for Oregon.
State. What do you think Ohio State's going to do?
The best player for Oregon defense, out of the game. NFL player, out.
Out. Quarterback can't do what?
Here's
what
my
is the
only
quarterback not good at?
Throwing the ball.
Okay.
Anthony Brown.
Hey, let me ask you: horrible. Is Minnesota a good passing quarterback? Is he a good quarterback? Yes.
Yes.
Minnesota's got a great quarterback. Threw the ball real well. What broke the Minnesota back? That Ohio State established the run, and then they had to single coverage at times, and you can't single cover them, whether you're Minnesota or Oregon. They can't. I saw Fresno's receiver getting open against Oregon consistently. There's no way Oregon can cover those receivers, especially when they're giving up 5 yards a carry all game. That is a disaster. That game will be the biggest winner you've ever seen. You know why? It's at Ohio State, baby. It's not a neutral. It's not
they're
at Minnesota.
Just hammer them.
It's not at Minnesota.
I just think you're right. I think they're just going to absolutely hammer. Yeah. So we have the Denver. We have
over your lifetime. Who's the best college team at home against the spread? When without just blind, you might think Alabama, but if I'm
there's
just thinking
two.
In my Ohio
yeah,
State,
it would be Ohio State. Especially
but at
in the
ATS
big games.
Specifically. ATS
no, I know. And especially
mind.
Against big games, they roll it. And Bama's up there too. Bama rolls teams.
Oh, Bama's
too
up there all, in every state.
Yeah.
I mean,
and by the way, just so we know that you got, and maybe it'll change this year, but you got Bama at number one, and then you have a few tiers down everybody else. I don't care what Georgia did on defense. Their offense sucked. Bama could have scored 60 if they wanted to. That kid that got $1 million.
I think Miami's just good. Not very good.
Okay, well, they're not very good.
That was
good,
an interesting line we didn't touch on, though. Miami's only favored by 7 against, I forgot who it was. That was an interesting line, though.
It can't get excited about Miami. You and me are so opposite on Derek or whatever the hell his name is. King.
I mean,
I think
like him,
he
but they just have
balls.
No defense. They have no defense.
I think he blows the high hard one every single year.
This year.
He sucks it. I don't
we'll
like
see.
Him at all.
He's going to be great this year.
That's fine. I just don't think right. he's any good. He's not going to be great either because they're not going to win. They're going to lose 3 or 4 games, and they're going to be like, oh, whatever. Okay. Anyway.
Would you rather give out a second NFL play? You want to give out the Falcons, the Jags?
Why don't we do – you love the you love the Falcons. We can do the Falcons. You said it's your best
play.
No,
I want to do Ohio State.
Right. But I'm saying together we can do the Falcons.
Well, I want to do
it's
Coastal
most,
together.
Okay, we'll do Coastal. Coastal's our other one together. Okay. But just so people know
– you love Coastal. We talked about it before the games were over on Saturday and said the number one play next week will be this FCS team, Kansas, going to play Coastal. Because Coastal is going to be pumped up. It's a whiteout there, baby. After Labor Day, whiteout.
It's a whiteout. They're ranked in the
Friday night.
And remember, because
of
all the teams.
Of attention,
well, not just
it's
that.
Not a noon on Saturday.
I know.
It's a,
and think about this. With all the teams that lost in front of them, there's
pounding.
A few teams. They're going to be inside.
They're 13th in the country now,
right? They'll probably be in the top 10.
When they win by 53.
Douglas Perry knows. He says the chance will hammer Kansas.
Oh, they're right down the street, baby.
Kansas is such a – Kansas is an abomination literally every year now. They're just horrible. So that's it.
Winners.
We wrap it.
I don't want to be creative. I want to pick winners.
So just real quick, though, you think some of your top plays, I'm just going to recap. Atlanta's up there. Jacksonville's up there.
All favorites.
Mine's
all favorites.
Denver. All favorites. No dogs.
All the favorites.
And by the way, I do think the Rams cover against the Bears and win by 10 or more. I just don't think Andy Dalton's any good. I think he sucks balls.
I think
the defensive line's going to crush him.
I think a lot of these three-point games are more like the Falcons. That's only because they're the home team. I mean, a lot of these three-point games are pretty much pick-ems. Like New England, that's another one. A three-point spread. I love New England.
Now, I will say this. As we go through the year, and then we'll wrap it, I will say, I misspoke on one thing. I am very excited to watch what Mac Jones does in that game, because I think he's going to be a – I think out of all these quarterbacks, including Lawrence, including all of them, he might not be better than them, but he's in a better situation than any other quarterback. Why are you taking credit when I've been talking about this for the – I can't give you credit on this one. I can't do it. Sorry. Look, don't get upset. Look at you. Go on.
You literally hijacked me. You hijacked my
pre-draft. I do what I got to do. I do hijack stuff sometimes. I've been known to hijack it, but I'm going to take full credit for Mac Jones because I was on it with you. I'm just saying. I was on it with you from the jump.
All right. All right.
Because I'm a – just this. We're different with this one thing. You believe just in the player. I'm a huge system guy. Like a lot of times
– you hate Herbert. I love Herbert. You stick with Baker Mayfield when he wins the Super Bowl this year.
I was right on Mayfield. You were wrong. You were wrong.
I'm not wrong yet. He hasn't done shit. He's been below average.
Has Herbert done shit? Who's going? Wait a minute. Has Herbert made the playoffs?
Offensive rookie of the year, baby.
Did he make the playoffs? So, meow. He didn't make the playoffs.
Rookie of the year. Got more hardware.
What is that? Oh, so hardware, man. No. How about, like you said, it's about winning.
Show me the hardware.
Baker's got a playoff win, and Baker's going to have to do less this year than ever.
A playoff win. The Browns got a playoff win.
Okay, well, he threw for like.
Herbert's trophy don't say Chargers on it. It says
what is that in my backyard, man? It's man, some kind of animal.
We got to get out of here.
I hope it's not a mountain lion. All right, boys.
Peace.
Next week. See y'all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.